Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here. I hope you're all really well today. It is Friday, my favorite day, yay. And I am taking some time off as I am doing some deep meditation practices over the next few days. I've been called and I am listening. But before I do all that, I wanted to just hop on and follow on from yesterday's podcast when I was talking about when we are letting go of a relationship that is no longer serving us, or we're letting go of any kind of situation which has had a hold on us, whatever that may be. It can even be food related or health related. When we are letting go of an old situation, we are going to be met with resistance from our own mind. Because as I mentioned yesterday, the mind's job is there to keep us safe. And it knows what it knows. It loves familiarity. So the moment we start doing something different, there is going to be resistance. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it today, just because I don't feel there is enough information about this particular subject. We hear a lot about the letting go of addictions or relationships or whatever we're letting go of. We hear a lot about the letting go, and we hear a lot about how great things will be once we do. But it's that in-between stage that we don't hear a lot about. And it's in that in-between stage, going through that river of change, where I believe most people come unstuck. And this is why most people have difficulty even working with the law of attraction, because it's the change. It's the changes that we have to make within ourselves in order to receive, in order to have, in order to create. And I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on that. So, and just share with you something very practical that you can do to help you with this. So when we are letting go, as I said, we are going to be met with resistance, right? The mind is going to almost be saying, what are you doing? This is a new program. Come back and do what you've always done. And it's in those moments we often don't even think about it. Before we know it, we're back on the phone to the ex. We're back to eating that food we shouldn't be eating. And it's happened so quickly without us even thinking about it. We're like, oh my gosh. Other times we do get a little bit of awareness in that moment, and we're thinking, oh, I know I shouldn't do it, but oh, it's just one last time I'll speak to them. Maybe he has changed. Maybe things are different. And we opt back into that old program. And it's that phase, guys. It's this, the river of change phase, I call it, where we're going to be stepping into a new reality. We're going to be creating a new future for ourselves. We can't create a new future for ourselves with the same personality that we have got operating for us right now in this particular area of our life, right? It's impossible. We have to create new thoughts, new behaviors, new internal conversations with ourselves. We have to literally respond differently. It's like I've mentioned before, it's literally thinking about the future you. Who is she? Who is he? What are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? And really get such a clear image of your vision and add in all the feelings, because feeling it is everything. Feeling the happiness, feeling this amazing love. And so go into that and really bring that about. And what happens though is when we're thinking about this vision for our future, we can often do that for a day or two. Well, I can do that. We say, yeah, sure, that's easy. I'll just imagine I've got everything I want now. Because that's what we're told, right? And that's because it's true, guys. We have to imagine it now. And then we start taking the action, obviously, to align that. But why is it so difficult? Because like I said, the mind, it's, you're creating a new program when you start thinking and acting and feeling differently. And the mind's job is to keep you safe. It's there to, for your survival instincts. It will try and get you back to that old program. So what do? You become very present. You start to become super mindful, super present of your being, how you're thinking, how you're feeling throughout the day. You become very observant of your own thoughts, your feelings, your triggers, your responses. So when that happens, when that say, for example, that ex calls you and you know you've been doing so well, in that moment, you can literally take a pause, have a conversation with yourself, get super present and ask yourself, is this the future I want? Yes, there will be an urge and this inner need to see that person one last time, or just to see if he has changed. And there's a part of you that emotional addiction to just getting that fix because, oh, he's called me. He does miss me. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not saying that's particularly your situation, but I think you understand what I'm saying. And we think we can just handle it by seeing them one last time. But that's a program. That's the old you trying to get you back to what's familiar. And if you can become present enough to say, hey, wait a minute. No, I'm going to push through this uncomfortable feeling, this unknown feeling, because guys, in the unknown is where infinite possibilities take place. If you can say that, then great things await you. Don't opt back to that old program, right? Keep pushing forward. This is where the new neural pathways come in, because after a while, when you keep doing this, when you keep responding differently, thinking differently, it starts to become you. That reality starts to get closer and closer until you literally drop into it and without realizing it, suddenly you've created this whole new life. And it's incredible. And you can see changes in such a short time. But the key is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Understand the way to deal with that is to become very present and to have loving conversations with yourself, to let yourself know, hey, look, I am going to feel uncomfortable. This isn't what I know, but I am creating something so wonderful. Keep that focus of your future in your mind as if you can taste it right now. Like, imagine it, the feelings, the way you're just experiencing so much joy. It's so important, guys. And this is why people's lives don't change, because in this phase where they have intentions of, you know, stopping say smoking, for example, or stop opting back to that bad relationship, in that phase is where it's difficult to keep going, when we get vulnerable and we get triggered and it's easy to just go back. This is why people they don't push through the uncomfortable, they don't get present enough to understand that their future is waiting for them. And if they opt back into that old self, you're literally gone creating the past. You're literally going to create a future just like the past. You're basically saying, you know, I'll just keep creating my past, because your actions are saying that. Even if you've got this intention, by responding the way you always had, say going back to that ex, talking to him, or going back to that bad food or whatever it is, you're just reinforcing the old program. Does that make sense? So this is why I want to talk about this a lot more, because I really feel this is what's missing out in the world when it comes to change. We all want to grow, we all want to change, we all want something better for our lives generally, right? Because when you succeed at one level, we're driven to create. That's why we're here. We're creators. We want to create. But if you are waking up every day and you are thinking and feeling and acting the way you did yesterday, even though you might have an intention of something great, but your behaviors are still playing out the same way, then how are you going to actually create the new version of you? Well, you can. Your vision is not enough. You can't just have a vision and your behaviors be the same. And that is where it's uncomfortable, and that's where you're in the unknown. And this is where not everyone, but 95% of people, they just can't push through. But I think also because we're not educated on this either. We're not told about this part. We're not told it's going to be difficult. We're not told it's about mastering the mind, mastering you. You have to be the master of your domain. You have to take charge of your whole life. Right? And do not be a slave to the old program. So that's what I wanted to just recap today, guys. It's so important for any kind of change, whether it is letting go of those relationships or those addictions or those, whatever it is, even sugar addictions, right? Because that's me. I'm talking from experience as well with that. And it definitely is, can be challenging. And just be aware of that and have something set up for yourself so you can do something when you feel it is the hardest time. So if you are triggered by, if you know that, say, for example, he's likely to call you on a Friday night, make sure you have a backup plan. You've got things to do so you don't fall back to that old program, that you keep reminding yourself of your vision for your future. You've got friends to go out with, you've got someone to call if you feel that you are going to slip back to the old program. Just, it takes practice, it takes self-love and discipline with yourself to push through. I understand the uncomfortableness though, and look, we've all been there where we opt back, right? Don't beat yourself up if that happens, but there'll come a time, if you keep reminding yourself that you create your life and you want something freaking fantastic for yourself, there will come a time where you will not opt back, right? You won't go back again. You've mastered it. You've seen the results. And when you step into that unknown and you start seeing those new results, different people show up and you gain this momentum, guys. It's so exciting. And it's like, oh my gosh, I created this. Like, this wouldn't have happened had I not done this, this, and this, right? So it's really empowering. So great. So that's my message for today. But I've got one other message. It's just a very simple one, but it's something I want you all to listen to because it's one sentence. But after an amazing meditation last night, it was so incredible, this meditation, which I am going to share with you on another podcast because it was literally, I have no words, but I will find them for the podcast. But after this meditation, it came to me that straight away, and it's not news, it's not new what I'm going to share right now, but it's something we don't think about and we need to think about it when it comes to our relationships, and it's so important. And here it is. We need to be able to look at our partner and literally say, I am the luckiest person in the world. I am so lucky I get to spend my life with this person. I am so grateful. I am so lucky. Right? Isn't that it? We need to have that. If you cannot look at your partner and feel that, then why? Did you once feel it? And could it be brought back? Or has it never been like that? And you've just settled into something that you know isn't soul-serving. I want you to know, guys, wherever you are at on your relationship journey, if you are struggling and you are stuck, I want you to understand that nothing changes if nothing changes. And the one way that you can start making changes is to reach out. Reach out to me. I have some incredible programs that I have for one-to-one coaching with me, the 6-week or the 12-week. I do offer an initial 20-minute chat to see if we'd be a good fit. But I want to help you on your journey. I am so passionate about helping people. Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here. I hope you're all really well today. It is Friday, my favorite day. Yay. And I am taking some time off as I am doing some deep meditation practices over the next few days. I've been called and I am listening. But before I do all that, I wanted to just hop on and follow on from yesterday's podcast when I was talking about when we are letting go of a relationship that is no longer serving us, or we're letting go of any kind of situation which has had a hold on us, whatever that may be. It can even be food related or health related. When we are letting go of an old situation, we are going to be met with resistance from our own mind. Because as I mentioned yesterday, the mind's job is there to keep us safe, and it knows what it knows. It loves familiarity. So the moment we start doing something different, there is going to be resistance. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it today just because I don't feel there is enough information about this particular subject. We hear a lot about the letting go of addictions or relationships or whatever we're letting go of. We hear a lot about the letting go, and we hear a lot about how great things will be once we do. But it's that in-between stage that we don't hear a lot about. And it's in that in-between stage, going through that river of change, where I believe most people come unstuck. And this is why most people have difficulty even working with the law of attraction, because it's the change. It's the changes that we have to make within ourselves in order to receive, in order to have, in order to create. And I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on that. So, and just share with you something very practical that you can do to help you with this. So when we are letting go, as I said, we are going to be met with resistance, right? The mind is going to almost be saying, what are you doing? This is a new program. Come back and do what you've always done. And it's in those moments, we often don't even think about it. And before we know it, we're back on the phone to the ex. We're back to eating that food we shouldn't be eating. And it's happened so quickly without us even thinking about it. We're like, oh my gosh. Other times we do get a little bit of awareness in that moment and we're thinking, oh, I know I shouldn't do it, but oh, it's just one last time I'll speak to them. Maybe he has changed. Maybe things are different. And we opt back into that old program. And it's that phase, guys. It's this, the river of change phase, I call it, where we're going to be stepping into a new reality. We're going to be creating a new future for ourselves. We can't create a new future for ourselves with the same personality that we have got operating for us right now in this particular area of our life, right? It's impossible. We have to create new thoughts, new behaviors, new internal conversations with ourselves. We have to literally respond differently. It's like I've mentioned before, it's literally thinking about the future you. Who is she? Who is he? What are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? And really get such a clear image of your vision and add in all the feelings, because feeling it is everything. Feeling the happiness, feeling this amazing love. And so go into that and really bring that about. And what happens though is when we're thinking about this vision for our future, we can often do that for a day or two. Well, I can do that. We say, yeah, sure, that's easy. I'll just imagine I've got everything I want now. Because that's what we're told, right? And that's because it's true, guys. We have to imagine it now. And then we start taking the action, obviously, to align that. But why is it so difficult? Because like I said, the mind, it's, you're creating a new program when you start thinking and acting and feeling differently. And the mind's job is to keep you safe. It's there to, for your survival instincts. It will try and get you back to that old program. So what do? You become very present. You start to become super mindful, super present of your being, how you're thinking, how you're feeling throughout the day. You become very observant of your own thoughts, your feelings, your triggers, your responses. So when that happens, when that, say for example, that ex calls you and you know you've been doing so well, in that moment, you can literally take a pause, have a conversation with yourself, get super present and ask yourself, is this the future I want? Yes, there will be an urge and this inner need to see that person one last time, or just to see if he has changed. And there's a part of you that emotional addiction to just getting that fix because, oh, he's called me. He does miss me. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not saying that's particularly your situation, but I think you understand what I'm saying. And we think we can just handle it by seeing them one last time. But that's a program. That's the old you trying to get you back to what's familiar. And if you can become present enough to say, hey, wait a minute. No, I'm going to push through this uncomfortable feeling, this unknown feeling. Because guys, in the unknown is where infinite possibilities take place. If you can say that, then great things await you. Don't opt back to that old program, right? Keep pushing forward. This is where the new neural pathways come in. Because after a while, when you keep doing this, when you keep responding differently, thinking differently, it starts to become you. That reality starts to get closer and closer until you literally drop into it, and without realizing it, suddenly you've created this whole new life. And it's incredible, and you can see changes in such a short time. But the key is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Understand the way to deal with that is to become very present and to have loving conversations with yourself, to let yourself know, hey, look, I am going to feel uncomfortable. This isn't what I know, but I am creating something so wonderful. Keep that focus of your future in your mind as if you can taste it right now. Like, imagine it, the feelings, the way you're just experiencing so much joy. It's so important, guys. And this is why people's lives don't change, because in this phase where they have intentions of, you know, stopping say smoking, for example, or stop opting back to that bad relationship, in that phase is where it's difficult to keep going, when we get vulnerable and we get triggered and it's easy to just go back. This is why people do. They don't push through the uncomfortable. They don't get present enough to understand that their future is waiting for them. And if they opt back into that old self, you're literally gone creating the past. You're literally going to create a future just like the past. You're basically saying, you know, I'll just keep creating my past, because your actions are saying that. Even if you've got this intention, by responding the way you always had, say going back to that ex, talking to him, or going back to that bad food or whatever it is, you're just reinforcing the old program. Does that make sense? So this is why I want to talk about this a lot more, because I really feel this is what's missing out in the world when it comes to change. We all want to grow. We all want to change. We all want something better for our lives generally, right? Because when you succeed at one level, we're driven to create. That's why we're here. We're creators. We want to create. But if you are waking up every day and you are thinking and feeling and acting the way you did yesterday, even though you might have an intention of something great, but your behaviors are still playing out the same way, then how are you going to actually create the new version of you? Well, you can't. Your vision is not enough. You can't just have a vision and your behaviors be the same. And that is where it's uncomfortable, and that's where you're in the unknown. And this is where but 95% of people, they just can't push through. But I think also because we're not educated on this either. We're not told about this part. We're not told it's going to be difficult. We're not told it's about mastering the mind, mastering you. You have to be the master of your domain. You have to take charge of your whole life, right? And do not be a slave to that old program. So that's what I wanted to just recap today, guys. It's so important for any kind of change, whether it is letting go of those relationships or those addictions or those, whatever it is, even sugar addictions, right? Because that's me. I'm talking from experience as well with that. And it definitely can be challenging. And just be aware of that and have something set up for yourself so you can do something when you feel it is the hardest time. So if you are triggered if you know that, say, for example, he's likely to call you on a Friday night, make sure you have a backup plan. You've got things to do so you don't fall back to that old program, that you keep reminding yourself of your vision for your future. You've got friends to go out with. You've got someone to call if you feel that you are going to slip back to the old program. It takes practice. It takes self-love and discipline with yourself to push through. I understand the uncomfortableness, though. And look, we've all been there where we opt back, right? Don't beat yourself up if that happens. But there'll come a time, if you keep reminding yourself that you create your life and you want something freaking fantastic for yourself, there will come a time where you will not opt back, right? You won't go back again. You've mastered it. You've seen the results. And when you step into that unknown and you start seeing those new results, different people show up, and you gain this momentum, guys. It's so exciting, and it's like, oh my gosh, I created this. Like, this wouldn't have happened had I not done this, this, and this, right? So it's really empowering, so great. So that's my message for today, but I've got one other message. It's just a very simple one, but it's something I want you all to listen to because it's one sentence. But after an amazing meditation last night, it was so incredible, this meditation, which I am going to share with you on another podcast because it was literally, I have no words, but I will find them for the podcast. But after this meditation, it came to me that straight away, and it's not news, it's not new what I'm going to share right now, but it's something we don't think about, and we need to think about it when it comes to our relationships, and it's so important. And here it is. We need to be able to look at our partner and literally say, I am the luckiest person in the world. I am so lucky I get to spend my life with this person. I am so grateful. I am so lucky. Right? Isn't that it? We need to have that. If you cannot look at your partner and feel that, then why? Did you once feel it? And could it be brought back? Or has it never been like that? And you've just settled into something that you know isn't soul-serving. I want you to know, guys, wherever you are at on your relationship journey, if you are struggling and you are stuck, I want you to understand that nothing changes if nothing changes. And the one way that you can start making changes is to reach out. Reach out to me. I have some incredible programs that I have for one-to-one coaching with me, the 6-week or the 12-week. I do offer an initial 20-minute chat to see if we'd be a good fit, but I want to help you on your journey. I am so passionate about helping people